want to take with you today. I would like to ask you to join me for a few moments, starting in the book of John, John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Read verse. John chapter 15 in the New Testament. John 15. And while you're turning, I'm going to grab a sip of water, excuse me. I'll come down here a minute. Let me ask one of the kids, since y'all are so tech savvy in your generation. How many of you know, like if I sent you a text and I just sent three letters, B, F, F. How many of you know what that stands for? Anyone? Okay, all right. Avery, Kate? Best friends forever. Thank you for helping us older generation. Best friends forever. How many of you knew that? BFF. All right, many of us. All right. But you learned it from the kids, right? Best friends forever. I can say this by experience, and I think many of us can. Good friends are a great blessing. One of the greatest blessings in life are good friends. And thank God for good friends. How would you like it? How would you feel if Jesus, the Son of God, called you, his friend? How would you feel? Jesus said something about being friends, and it's here in John chapter 15. Let's see what Jesus says beginning in verse 13. John chapter 15, beginning in verse 13, Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." The greatest love of all, Jesus said, is that someone would lay his life down for his or her friend. And that's what Jesus did for us. And then the next verse, verse 14, says, "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." In other words, we show that we really are Jesus' friends when we listen to him. Okay? And then one more verse, verse 15. Jesus said, "No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master's doing, but I've called you friends. For all things that I've heard from my Father, I have made known to you." Aren't you glad we can be friends of Jesus? We can be Jesus' friends. Think about that. Jesus could call us his friends, and here's how. Now, I want to take those same letters, B, F, F, best friends forever, but I'm going to give them three different words, okay? And this is based on the scripture and how we can be Jesus' best friends forever, all right? So that BFF tells us what it is, best friends forever, but I want to say now how we can be best friends with Jesus, all right? So here's the three words, ready? Believe, feed, and fellowship. So we're going to give a new association to BFF, all right? BFF, believe, feed, fellowship. Would you say that with me? Believe, feed, fellowship. Thank you. I hope we have that before we leave today. It'll be in our heart, not only in our heart, but we'll live it out. Best friends forever. Believe, feed, fellowship. So let's see what Jesus said about believing. If you're right there in John 15, let's just turn back a few pages or in your phone, however you may see it, to chapter 6, okay? John chapter 6, and this is what Jesus says about believing. So believe, feed, fellowship. Anybody hungry? This is heavy-duty stuff right here. That's the real deal. Jesus says this. Let me read this verse. Verse 35. Jesus speaking, John 6, 35. And Jesus says, Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life." That's how he said it. It's not like they're, you know, Jesus is one among many, or one of even two. He's it. Jesus said, I am the, he made no mistake about it, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. See, just like our bodies get hungry, and if we eat bread, they'll satisfy our hunger. And we need Jesus, the bread of life, to satisfy the hunger in our heart to have all of our sins forgiven. We need Jesus, the bread of life, to satisfy the hunger in our heart to know God as our Father. There's something within us because He created us. God designed us to know Him. And when we're not in fellowship with Him, there's something not right within. And we can try everything else that the world has to offer, but it really won't satisfy our spirit and our heart like Jesus, the bread of life, can. So we have to believe. So again, like our bodies, bread satisfies our physical hunger. Jesus, the bread of life, satisfies the hunger in our heart to live forever. Look at what, would you look at verse 47, see what Jesus said here. John chapter 6, verse 47. Jesus said, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. The reason people die is not because God doesn't like us or he's mad at us or anything like that. The reason we die is because of sin. And that doesn't mean someone was just a real mean person. It just means sin is in our heart. It's in everyone. It's in the human family. And sin separates us from God. Sin is breaking God's commandments, and sin separates us from God. That's called spiritual death. And the reason we die physically is because we've been separated from God. But Jesus loved us so much, God loved us so much, that he sent Jesus, and Jesus came to suffer and die on the cross to pay for all the sins, to pay for all the wrong things that we do. And he died to show us how much he loved us. But 3 days later, he came back to life to show us God's power and to assure us that everything Jesus said is true. So when he says, if you believe in me, you'll live forever, we can take it to the bank, so to speak. We can believe him because he came back to life from the dead. So we believe. And just like if I were to take a piece of this bread, which I'm going to think I'm going to do in a minute, and eat it, just like I would eat this bread and it would enter my body. When we believe in Jesus as Lord, his spirit enters our heart. That means that I realize, I did this when I was 7 years old, okay? It doesn't matter how young or old we are. The issue is, do we realize I've done wrong and I need to be right with God? I've done wrong, I've sinned, I admit it. But I know God loved me because he sent Jesus to die on the cross to pay for my sins. He came back to life, and he said, if I believe in him with my heart, not just my head, I've got to believe with my heart that he is Lord, then he would forgive all of my sins. He would let his spirit come inside of me, and I get to live forever with him. The body will wear out one day, but the real person, the real me, gets to go be with Jesus in heaven forever. Thank God. Thank God. Be F-F, believe, feed, fellowship. Would you say it with me? Believe, feed, fellowship. And when we call Jesus our Lord, he calls us his friends. And now it's not just a kind of a one-time thing. Well, I believed in Jesus when I was seven. Now I'm a little older than seven. But it's a way of living. I believe in him every day. I didn't just need him when I was seven, and I don't just need him to get to heaven one day. I need him right now. But see, that's where being best friends forever, I've got to stay close to him. So I've got to believe him every day, and then I've got to feed. So let me read you these words from Jesus in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. This is what Jesus said. We're still talking about, you know, being best friends with Jesus, being close to him. Jesus said, but Jesus answered and said, this is the devil tempting him. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So we live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That's how we live. Now let me, I want to come out here a second. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. I know how to eat this. I've been doing this for a while. How do I feed on this? What's that? You can't? You know what? I guess I could tear a page out. Any of you ever done that? I think I did that one time, ate a little piece of paper. I wouldn't advise that. There's fiber. Okay, well, there you go. That's the doctor. I like your... No, that's good. He's coloring the little picture I made. Do you know who that is? Apollo? Who is that? That's right. That's Jesus at the table eating with people, right? You know what some people got mad about Jesus for? He said they accused him of hanging out and eating with like sinful people. But Jesus said, that's why I'm here. I came to reach the people in sin. I came to save them because I love them. And see, if we think we're so good without God, then we won't believe in him. We won't follow him. We don't think we need him. But just like you're coloring that picture and you're hearing, let me ask you this. BFF, believe, feed, that's right, fellowship, okay? Do you know what you're doing right now? You're eating. You're feeding on the Word of God. Because you're getting it in you. And see, when we hear God's Word and we like take it in, that's feeding our spirit, it's feeding our heart. And just like our bodies need bread or food to be alive and to be strong, we need the Word of God to be spiritually alive and be strong. So we have to feed on the Word of God. How else can we feed it, feed our spirit, our heart, and to be best friends with Jesus other than just hearing it? What else can we do? Somebody help me. We can sing the Word. So when we, just a little while ago, I'm singing, I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. We're singing the Word and we're feeding on it, getting it inside. Any other way? To meditate means really think about it. When I think about what Jesus said or what God said, or think about the scripture, that's getting, it's feeding my spirit, it's making me stronger, and it's keeping me close to Jesus so that we have a close friendship together. What about maybe like right now? We're talking about it together with one another. That's feeding on the Word of God. And when we feed on it, it keeps us close and it helps us to be Jesus' friends. So we believe, we feed, and we fellowship. The reason we feed, the reason we receive God's Word is because we value what God says. And if we don't value what God says, then we won't bother. We need His Word, and we need to feed on it today. The Word of God feeds our faith and keeps us close. And then one more scripture. Would you turn to the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 3? Revelation chapter 3. I'm looking for my bread. Oh, there it is. I am going to taste this. Thank you. She says she's going to help me out. She's my helper that's comparable to me. This is called challah bread. Kind of like challah, but not really. This is what Jewish people eat like on Fridays. There was a man who made this just Friday, and I didn't even know about it really, but went to a little shop downtown Hopewell yesterday. And it's braided bread, but they eat it for their Sabbath. And it smells really good. But it's like hard. It's a heavy bread. Like I said, this is the real deal. I'm going to taste some. Y'all mind? Yeah, I'll put in a plug for the business if y'all want. Who can tell me? I don't know if any of the kids would know what fellowship means, though. That's not a word we use all the time, is it? Do you know what fellowship means? Friends, that's right. How would you, maybe we could say it this way. Fellowship means closeness. Like if we're in fellowship together, We're close. We're close friends because we share something in common. So let me, I'll tell you what. I didn't know how that's going to taste myself. So I'm going to add a little honey. There's honey in the rock. There's going to be honey on this plate in a second. And this is local, real deal honey. Would anyone like to be my friend? Okay, come on. Come on up. Who? Yeah, come on. I don't care. I'll make room. I'll stand if I have to. Is that Leo? Come on up. Do you like bread? He doesn't have no gluten allergies or anything like that, right? We're good. All right. Okay. Let me move this out of the way. All right. I'll put the lid back in a minute. You can just have a seat. So fellowship means closeness, like where we have something in common, okay? Paula, what grade are you in?
Second
grade. What grade are you in, Leo?
Fourth.
You're in fourth. Okay. Tell me something you like to do.
I like to read about history, mostly like Christian history,
like
about
history.
God and Jesus.
That's cool. I liked history too. Apollo, what's something you like? It doesn't have to be school, just any activity.
Video games.
You like video games? Imagine that. Now, do you like video games?
Yeah.
Okay. So see, that's something y'all share in common. So y'all could talk about video games a little bit. And that would be like you're fellowshipping together about video games. All right? Now here's what Jesus said. He's speaking to an entire church in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. And it's like he's on the outside of the church because the church wasn't close to him. They weren't best friends with Jesus. They were doing their own stuff, not even thinking about him, and thought they were okay without Jesus. And so Jesus called them back. And then Jesus says this, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice," so he's knocking and he's calling. It's like his spirit is trying to speak to our heart. And he says, "If any man hear my voice and opens the door, I will come into him." So even though the whole church may not follow Jesus, if even one person, if you're willing to believe and to invite Jesus in, if you let him into your heart, he says he'll come in, and he says, "I'll dine with you. We'll be like we're eating together if you make time for me." See, Jesus wants us to enjoy being with him like we, don't you enjoy being hanging out with your best friends? So like if you're seated at the table at school, and maybe there's somebody you like to hang around, and y'all are talking about video games or a new whatever it might be. That's fellowship. You're fellowshipping together. So how do we fellowship with Jesus? Because Jesus said, if you believe in me, if you let me in, I'm going to taste this first just to make sure it's like edible before I try to share it, okay? So let's see. Y'all mind?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you don't mind. Okay. All right. Lord, thank you for this food. Mmm, that's not bad. You might need something to drink afterward. All right, you want to try it? Okay. I'll try to make it a little piece, okay? So you might need to run and get your juice. Hold on a second. I'm going to get some more. You can have a piece any way you want. You don't have to eat the honey. All right. So we fellowship with Jesus like in prayer. So when I wake up in the morning, if I say, "Lord, thank you for another day. Thank you for loving me." It's like I'm meeting Jesus at the table and we're fellowshipping together, and it keeps us close as best friends. And I'm meeting with him to feed on him, okay? What would be you don't have to tell me because it might be more personal. Maybe I could say, "Lord, help me in my schoolwork today." And I'm praying, I'm fellowshipping with Jesus. We're at the table. Kind of like that, okay? What about, I could say, "Lord, protect me from bullies," right? Believe, feed, fellowship. Want to try it? Believe,
feed, fellowship.
Very good. Fellowship means closeness. Paula, you want to just grab a piece there, a little piece if you want, or big, whichever. Or you like the honey. All right. Does that taste pretty good? That's good. All right. You want to try a piece? Which just a little one is fine. Whatever you think. So see, we're fellowshipping together at the table. So we fellowship with Jesus in prayer. You know how else we fellowship with Jesus? In worship. You like music. Don't you like to sing? So you like it too, Leo? Is that something else y'all have in common? So like when we were singing to the Lord, singing about God, we're worshiping Him. And it's like we're fellowshipping at the table. It keeps us close. And you know, when we worship God, it's like He moves on our heart and strengthens us. So we worship Him because He is God, but we thank Him for all His blessings. Can you think of something that you could thank God for? What would be something you would thank God for? That's right. Okay, your family. Leo, you could say the same thing. Anything you can think of?
Helping the disease. The people that are unable to, like, walk and have diseases, helping them.
So thank God for somebody to help people in need, right?
And one more thing.
Okay.
I heard that, like, when somebody needed help from Jesus, like someone is sick and they're about to die, like, Jesus comes and the person says, it's too late. And then Jesus says, no worries, he or she is sleeping. And then they was like, what are you talking about? And then Jesus walks in and wakes the dead person up, and they're alive again.
All right. Jesus raised the dead. When we believe in Him, and when we feed on His word and we fellowship with Him, it keeps us close, so we're always ready to meet the Lord. Can y'all thank my helpers here today? Lord bless you both. You could go ahead and have a seat. Thank you. Be careful. Watch going down the steps, because there you go. I'll grab another little piece of. Believe, feed, fellowship. Can we say it? Believe, feed, fellowship. How to be best friends forever. Jesus really is our best friend forever. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Jesus gave his life so that we could be his friends and follow him. God wants us in his family. God wants us to be close. God wants us to grow like his son. And that can only happen when we believe, feed, and fellowship. It strengthens us. We need God's strength. We can't make this Christian life on our own. We need to stay close to Him. I told you when I was 7, I did believe in Jesus as Lord. But my family got out of church for a number of years for a reason. And I wasn't as close to Jesus as I really should have been, because I wasn't believing and feeding the fellowship. So it's so important. I'm so thankful for everyone here, everyone who makes the time and effort to join, bring the children. We can plant seeds of eternity in their hearts and minds to see them be with the Lord forever. And because the Spirit of God is in me when I believe, and the Spirit of God is in you when you believe, we share that in common. So we not only fellowship with the Father and the Son, we fellowship with one another too. And the Bible says when we're fellowshipping with God and one another, our joy is full. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. So it strengthens us when we stay close. Believe, feed, fellowship. I want to close with this. For you to answer in your own heart between you and God, you don't owe me an answer. But the Bible does teach that one day we will all give account of ourselves to God. So I would like to ask, as a friend, as someone who cares, as a pastor, do you believe God's word? I mean, do you really believe it in your heart? And I just go to church every once in a while, and I did that. But believe it in your heart to where God's Spirit is on the inside of you. And then I want to ask you this. How will you overcome distractions? Because we have them, and that's just reality. Some may not even be sinful in themselves, but we are hit with so many distractions that they rob us from feeding on God's Word, and they rob us from fellowship with Him in worship and prayer. We can enjoy all those things, but we can't neglect Jesus in the process. BFF, how will you overcome the distractions to feed on God's Word, feed your faith, and to fellowship with Him? Could we close in prayer right now? And I'm just going to ask that, just would you just, between you and the Lord, if the Lord is speaking to your heart maybe about one of those areas, believe, feed, fellowship, that you want to be best friends with Jesus, you want to be close to Him. Would you just make that right between you and Him right now before we share communion together? So as we just have this time of just quietness before the Lord, would you just seek Him and ask Him, Lord, what do I need right now? Do I need to feed more on your word? Do I need to just make time to fellowship with you in prayer and worship? Help me. I want to be your friend. I'm thankful that I can. Help me. And then just make it right between you and the Lord as we come to the table. We're going to meet Jesus at the table of communion and fellowship today. And just let Him have His way. So, Father, we pray right now that you would just speak to our hearts whatever we need to hear. Draw us to yourself. Help us to live it out, Lord. Help us to believe you, to feed and fellowship with you. And I pray that maybe someone here, even right now, you're drawing them to salvation. You're drawing them into your family to call on you as Lord. I pray that even in this moment, from their heart, they would cry out to you and say, God, I know I've sinned and I want to be right with you. And right now, I believe in my heart that Jesus is Lord and I confess Him right now as my Lord. Maybe you've been away from God. You haven't been in fellowship with Him, haven't really been feeding, and you're weak spiritually. Maybe today He's drawing you back and you're coming back home where you belong in full fellowship with your Father and your Lord to be at peace with Him. May you do what the Lord leads you. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we stand together and just sing this?